Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. I want to pay a little tribute to dads out there. Father's Day's coming up, and I've just got some thoughts that I have on my mind. And you know, as a father of an adult daughter and son, and I'm also the grandfather of four knucklehead boys, I've learned a few things about love. All of the hours that I've logged as dad and poppy have often caused me to contemplate how different the roles are of a mother and a father, especially in the overt demonstration of parental love. It's fascinating how the manifestation of this love differs between mother and father, biologically, emotionally, experientially. A mother's love is at once fierce and sweet. And it's in truth, it's observed in almost all animals, not just humans. No doubt you've heard this metaphor, as sweet as a mother's love, right? It's always said like that, as sweet as a mother's love. You almost sing it, you don't say it, right? And then, of course, there's this warning, don't get between a mama bear and her cub. And you could be talking about bears, or you could be talking about, your mama, right? I've been the recipient of this kind of love, and I've witnessed it, too. And there truly is no other force in nature like a mother's love. But it has troubled me that there's no corresponding reference to a father's love. Could this be why Father's Day is not quite as big a deal as Mother's Day? I'm just saying, a father's love, a human father's love, is more often associated with words that are kind of unfortunate if you think about it, like tough and discipline. As a teenager, my own father sometimes apologized to me when he thought his demonstration of love might seem to be, and these are his words, hard-boiled. He used to say, son, I know I seem hard-boiled right now. I know the way I'm treating you seems a little hard-boiled. I never forget him using those words. I never heard anybody else say that. But he would do it, and even though he was kind of apologizing for it. Mothers occupy the pinnacle of parental love, and they do that with justification. And not to take anything away from them, but a mother's sweet love is as primal as the miracle of birth. They don't have to work too hard to deliver it. But there's a uniqueness about a father's love that I think deserves a better rap, and here are two reasons. Unlike a mother's sweet love, a father's tough love, as we know it, does not exist outside of humans. And second point is, when a father's parental toughness is required, especially when applied to an indignant recipient, which is to say a teenager, it requires a love that has found the courage to endure a negative response and a willingness to defer gratification, sometimes maybe for years. No one is more keenly aware of the distinction between these two demonstrations of love than a single parent, where both kinds of love are required of the same person, perhaps in minutes. And my hat goes off to those single parents out there trying to pull both of these acts off, as I say, sometimes within minutes of each other. So mothers, forgive me for any parental bias that you might detect. But here's my conclusion about parental love. The only force in the universe that comes close to a mother's sweet love is a father's tough love. But the latter is the harder job, and the return on investment almost always takes longer. Happy Father's Day, dads. You deserve it. As we head off into Father's Day, I'm thinking about my dad. I lost him, and we lost him back in 2002. He was 81 years old. He helped save the world. in World War II. He raised a family of five children, working on the railroad, working in a steel mill, working two jobs a lot of the time. He's still with me. Others keep the work, keep working hard, keep loving those babies, loving those grandchildren, and because that's when you're the richest. That's when you're the strongest. That's when you're the best. When you're loving those children. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're with me. I'll be back for another hour after these messages. Happy Father's Day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.